This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Oh, I come alive in the dead of the night.
Tune in to the Oz Indie Show. Brand new Australian releases, the hottest of the best, here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Don't you know I'm in a band?
The Oz Indie Show, every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Yeah,
indeed. This is the Oz Indie Show, bringing you brand new releases. Trolled through AMRAP again this week. Got a bunch of new tracks for you. But first up, a bit of a special, Route 33, which is Trent McArdle and Jock Barnes. I've got Jock on the blower. G'day, Jock.
How you going, Greg? How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. You're currently in Brisbane, is that right?
Sure am, mate, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Probably slightly better weather up there than what we're getting.
Yeah. Well, it's heard the weather, mate. So we got all right, but mate, they're predicting rains for the rest of the year at this stage. It's pretty wet to the back end. So
yeah.
Who knows, mate?
Yeah.
More floods, probably.
Now, Route 33, a bit of a very much a country sort of name, but Route 33, is that actually named after a highway?
Yeah, it is. Yeah? It is, actually, yeah. It's a Coronation Drive here in Brizzy, which goes sort of Brisbane City out towards Ipswich. We sort of grew up off it. I travel it pretty much every day to and from work in St. Trent. So it was, just driving along. If you spot it, obviously we don't usually use the route vibe here in Australia, but and you have a look on the street signs, it actually turns up as 33, and we said, well,
yep,
it's fitting. So we roll with that. Yeah.
Now,
It's
all right. As a duo with Trent, how did you get to meet?
Actually, Trent used to compete against my brother back in the day with all the footy and sport and swimming and anything you can imagine when you're young whippersnapper having a go. He was always played piano and I played guitar, and my brother said you guys should actually have a jam together and sort of set it up. And Trent never wanted to at the start because I was always the smart-ass younger brother that, always used to stir things up. So he wasn't keen at the start, but we ended up having a few jams and threw us in the deep end, got us a gig. And, mate, I'll tell you what, I would have hated to have listened to us, what we sounded like back then. It was terrible. Like, looking back now and the gear you have and what you know and everything, it was pretty amateur hour. But we managed to get a few gigs out of Ipswich and sort of built it from there. We did a lot of the pub scene and we played a lot of weddings all over Queensland and done a lot of travel and getting different places and different races and country race meets, et cetera. And then, it was a few years ago, probably 4 years ago now, we're over in the States at the CMA Fest and went, bugger it, let's have a go at writing our own tracks and started putting our own sort of tunes together and came back and released Last First Kiss and sort of just went from there, released two albums now and currently finalising our third. So that's... it's been great.
A good success story. How did you get into guitar way back then?
Same with Trent and myself. We none of our parents are musically talented at all. In fact, my brother, when he tries to come along to a jam, when he used to, he couldn't keep in time and actually put us out of time by slapping on his leg that poorly. So it was I just had a bit of interest in it. We've always been a very sporty family and same myself, he used to play a lot of sports as well. So we've always had that as a bit more of a driver. But yeah, I gave it a go we grew up in Kingaroy originally and had a crack at playing guitar out there and learned a bit of guitar and just built from there and got some couple of lessons when I was younger, and I guess you just pick it up. And once you get the basics down, and I guess throw yourself in the deep end with a few gigs, you quickly learn to master it a little bit better to avoid the embarrassment.
Yeah. So, with none of your family being all that musical and everything, what were your influences? Was it radio or live gigs or different artists?
I guess the family always was into music. I just weren't that gifted, unfortunately, but we used to drive from Kingaroy to Brizzy nearly every second weekend for sport and other things. So we used to always listen to different tapes back in the old days and pop around to our favourites and stuff. But it was a mix. Like, you know, obviously growing up, you're influenced very much by your parents. So there was a lot of old school Aussie country in there. There's your John Williamsons and that kind of realm that came through at the start, and then as you sort of get into your teens, it was very much that 90s rock era. So a lot of Matchbox 20 and Goo Goo Dolls and that sort of stuff came through. Yeah. And then obviously transforming, obviously the modern country stuff that we've sort of grown to like as well. The CMA Fest, I've been to it 3 times now and love every bit of it over there. So I guess it's a combination of country and rock is probably the core. But in saying that, our newest track at the moment's got a little bit of soul in it as well. So yeah, man, Trent and I have a pretty eclectic mix. So I like R&B as well as rock as well as country. But yeah, when you break it down to the core, it's probably, country and rock is our two major sort of influences.
Yeah. And a pretty good genre too to get gigs out there at the country pubs and everything. They're always welcoming that sort of music.
Oh, definitely, mate. And throwing in a Jimmy Barnes special or a Akadaka or something. It always, there's a very much a crossover there in that from the country music fans to that Aussie rock fans. So,
yeah. What about the songwriting? You've said you've already got two
albums out.
You're doing a third.
Yep.
That's a lot of songs. Are they half covers or you're all writing your own stuff?
No, they're all our own stuff, yeah. Mm. It's, we've got a bit of a, Trent and I have always, it's a bit of a weird sort of writing process in the fact that, we don't usually write together all that much. We might come up with a progression or we've written a couple of songs that will come out recently, actually written together. But mainly I come with a song that's largely done or Trent comes with a song largely finished and then we sort of just tweak it between ourselves and go, have you thought about this or what about that? Or I don't like that breakdown. How about we try this and work it together? But we've recently been trying to, we've had our first sort of experience of doing a few songwriting sort of collaborations and a little sort of stuff that's been put together recently. We've managed to write with some other people and start that process. So it's been pretty exciting going through that at the moment, which is learning how different people write and their different sort of processes. It's always good to come with a fresh set of ears and ideas. So, we're obviously going through that at the moment.
Do you find it overall the song comes first or the music?
It honestly depends. Largely it's the music. Being a guitarist and the Trent obviously keys, you're always just, noodling around at home and something sticks and you go, that's a cool little hook. And I sort of mumble some words that sort of flow right and then you build off from there.
Yeah.
That's how it's sort of come. But there's been other songs where I've gone with a direct process. We've got one coming up that's a lot of different song titles sort of merged together. So that one you actually have to think about it and structure it a lot better and you go with a bit. So the words definitely came first before the chorus did. But, generally it's if it sticks when you're humming along and playing a melody, then it's sort of the melody it's going to work, I suppose.
Yeah. So when you come to put out an album, do you get other industry pros to check over your stuff and then revise some things or just say, no, this is what we got?
In regards to songs we've put on the album?
Yeah.
We will be this time, we've got a fair few songs we've been sitting on for a while that have all been produced. We've used different producers and stuff and sort of gravitated towards different guys that we thought would suit different tracks better.
Yeah.
I think there'll be a few that will probably slide off this album just on that basis. We'll go, these ones suit and they form that part of that album.
Yeah.
And these other ones might not as such. There might be a slightly different tweak. But, we're still sort of teeting through that process at the moment with this album. But, that might be the case.
Excellent. Now, if people who down here may be new to Route 33, how do they find your stuff?
All the stock's in socials. Jump on Facebook, Instagram, all that sort of stuff. You see when we're playing, that kind of stuff. Jump on your favourite sort of streaming stuff as well. We're on Spotify. We've got a new film clip coming out with a single as well. So jump on all that sort of stuff and give us a follow and a like and hopefully we get down there and playing soon. Showcase what we do.
Now, on Facebook, it's Route 33 Entertainment or...?
Yes, I believe it is. Route 33 Music, one of them. You'll find us.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, now, a big question I ask most of the artists I get on here. You've come so far and you're heading towards your third album. Is there a game plan? Like in 5 years, where do you see Route 33?
That's a tough one. Look, for Trent and I, we're big drivers in regards to playing live. That's the reason why we do what we do, just to get in front of people and have that energy. That's why we played the pub scene and the weddings for so long. I suppose you always got a bit of a goal in regards to venues or festivals that you love to play at. We've been fortunate enough to play CMC Fest, and we've got a fair few festivals this year as well. Down in the Rock Country, we got up at up north of Mareeba this year as well, for a second time there. So there's a lot of different festivals I've been at, but I suppose for myself, there's always one is being a Brisbane boy, as well as that River Stage here in Brisbane. I'd love to play it. It's not really a country music venue, but one day if I ever get the chance to play that, I'll be absolutely stoked. It'll tick off a few bucket list ideas. That'll be it for sure. But yeah, mate, from about 5-year plan, I guess it's just releasing some more tracks and getting out there and playing more gigs in front of more people. That's why we do it. It's nothing beats getting up in front of a crowd and you know, even more so now, showcasing your own stuff and having people sing along. It's pretty surreal, that's for certain.
Yeah. So most of your music journey has been playing live, but you're putting out albums. Are they the same sort of sound as your live gigs?
Yeah, we try to, definitely. A lot of the tracks that we... This one's a little bit more slower, as you hear with the single now, but generally a lot of the other singles release are upbeat, fun, energetic, for those reasons that we can, yeah, go to a festival. We've always sort of been renowned as a bit more of the party band as well, so we a lot of festivals we do our sort of slot during the day, and then we usually get tasked with entertaining the campers at the end of the evening as well and putting on a show there. So it's definitely, trying to create that same atmosphere and the same energy that we like, because, you know, getting people up and dancing, getting them going, it makes it so much easier than being the breakdown full intimate sessions. So, mate, you could say that, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, your new track out that you're pushing at the moment is called Free. Now, do you want to give us a background on that? You know, what is that about?
Yeah, so, well, I actually got hitched in March this year, got married, got on a knee, and so the film clip's actually capturing parts of the wedding and obviously parts of different live gigs that we've played over the last couple of years. And the premise behind the song is that the best things in life are free. So it's capturing, you know, whether it's you're surrounded by your mates at the pub or at a festival or a gig, or it's, you know, surrounded by your loved ones at a wedding or marrying the love of your life, that kind of stuff, all sort of wrapped together, that it's supposed to be little things that we take for granted that are the best things in life, and typically they're the things that are free and we overlook sometimes. So that's the concept behind the song and obviously the video clip to capture that as well.
A nice positive upbeat sort of message, especially needed today.
Yeah, definitely. Especially after the last couple of years, I suppose. It's... having a positive outlook on it.
All right, Doc, thank you very much for your time. And say good day to Trent when you see him next. Well, and for our listeners, this is Route 33, the new track, Free.
Are free from wine pouring to kisses in the morning. They say the best things in life.